Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hello and welcome to High Energy Health. I'm so grateful you're making this program part of your day, part of your week, part of what you are filling your mind with, because we have choices. We can go and listen to any one of millions of sources of information, and some of those are really going to affect our consciousness positively. Others, not quite so much. And by being here, by being part of our high energy health community, you're voting for your own sanity, your own well-being, and you're choosing to fill your mind with positive messages. I am so glad you've made this choice and make that part of every day. We're just bombarded by information all the time from random sources, and some of those have our best interests in heart. Others just want to manipulate us. And you, by choosing what you fill your mind with, are making this potent choice to use your awareness consciously. So I'm so glad you're here. I want to ask you to do one other thing today and each time you listen. And that is, I want to ask you to look through our archives. We have hundreds of shows up in the archives. And I want you to share a show that is appropriate for anyone in your circle, a friend, a family member, a team member at work, who's suffering. If you have people who are suffering, and who doesn't, in their circle, you can help them. You can be generous. So I'm going to ask you to go to the archives, find a show that could be meaningful to somebody who's wrestling with an autoimmune disease, who's wrestling with depression, anxiety, traumatic stress, another psychological condition, and please send them that link with your personal recommendation. We have all of these amazing resources available for us nowadays, which do uplift our minds and really shift our inner state. So do it for yourself by being here every week. Make this part of your life. Bookmark this page and come here every week. Also, please share this with other people. I just have a burning passion to see millions of people reach for these messages and know that even if they're in despair, even if they're suffering, there is a way out. There are solutions. And by using our consciousness, using our attention, we shift our entire inner world and the world around us. So thank you for being here, and thank you for sharing this with people in your world. My guest today is Dr. Tony Nader, MD, PhD. He's a medical doctor trained at Harvard University and MIT. He is globally recognized as an expert in the science of consciousness and human development. His training includes internal medicine, psychiatry, and neurology. He's the successor to Maharishi Mahesh Yogi as head of the Global Transcendental Meditation Organization. He's also the author of the book, Consciousness is All There Is. And with a start like that, Tony, how can we go wrong? Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dawson. Wonderful to be with you.
Oh, it's so good to have you here. And that title of your book is so magnificent. And I'd love to know about your personal journey in consciousness, what brought you here, and how you came to embrace this idea and then write this amazing book.
It's a search for understanding life and living, decision-making that we have. Why are we here? The meaning of things that we do, where they are taking us, how can we be happy? Are we truly free, or we are all determined? And these are big questions that have been asked throughout time, philosophically and scientifically, more and more. And I have been searching along those lines in medicine and mind studies in psychiatry and neurology, and also as a researcher in brain and cognitive science, to try to understand all of this. And at the same time, I had learned a technique called transcendental meditation, which allows the mind to settle down and go deep within. And that comes from the very ancient traditions of yoga and Veda, although it's not in itself any kind of like religious specific belief. It's just really a science of the mind. So the question between what is the mind, what is the body, what is our physicality, where does all this come from, has really been my passion throughout my life. And I researched it from so many angles and came to a conclusion that actually consciousness is primary. And not only consciousness is primary, consciousness is what appears and emerges as actually physicality and material life. And also, how does it do it? This was my big question. How is it possible that something that is non-physical appear and evolve as physicality and materiality and the material universe, our body and mind and their relationship? And what can we do about it to make our life better? So I'm sharing this book as the outcome of my lifelong, I would say, research in this field, and see how it can be practical and how it can help develop our full potential as humans.
I'm so glad you're doing this and laying these things out and tying all these threads together. I know during one of my meditations last week, I was just sitting there and feeling the eternal consciousness that underlies everything, and then reflecting that I, as a human being, am also conscious. So there is this consciousness that is the foundation of the universe, and then there's also this miracle of being conscious. And I tell you, I just sat there in meditation, basically stunned for about an hour, just reflecting on this question. I mean, to actually be able to participate in this universal consciousness as a conscious human being is a miracle to me, and I just sit there sometimes in awe of that. But let's just look at that whole phenomenon of consciousness within, consciousness as the ground of being, and how the two relate to each other. I want to get later on to that whole question of how physicality arises. Just, I'd love to hear your take on that inner and universal consciousness.
Consciousness has been thought in many ways like an emergent quality, which means people think that we start with something physical, some kind of energy. We don't know where it comes from, but an energy of a sort. And then there is a big bang, and this big bang leads to particles coming together, forming atoms, and then molecules, and then the molecules coming together, forming more complex and organized entities such as cells, for example, and the cells coming together to form organs and organ systems. And with evolution, the nervous system comes about. And then suddenly, as if consciousness emerges, it appears. It's something that was not there, but suddenly it appears as a phenomenon in this field where we as humans are aware of things. We're aware of our existence. We have hopes, plans, and all of the subjective experiences that constitute our individual personal consciousness. But this really doesn't pay off, and there is no way that this has been shown to be actually true, and there is no connection whatsoever after years and years of research of how could it be that something so subjective, so personal as consciousness can emerge from this complexity and organization of physical matter. The other option is that there are two realities. One is physical and one is non-physical consciousness. And this also doesn't pay off. It doesn't work. You know, no need to go into great detail in this logic of reasoning. The one thing which is unexpected but actually works best as far as I am concerned and my research is showing is that actually consciousness is primary, which means there is a field that is non-physical, non-material. And that field is beyond time and space. It's like an ocean. Imagine an ocean, not made out of water, obviously, but an ocean of being, an ocean of consciousness. And that ocean has dynamics within it. And this dynamics create the waves that we see on the surface of the ocean as individual waves. And those individual waves are specific aspects of consciousness. So we redefine consciousness as being a field which is unbounded in itself, primary, doesn't depend on anything for its existence, and yet itself creates waves within itself by looking at itself, churning within itself, because its consciousness has to be conscious, and so it's conscious of itself in an infinite number of ways, and those ways, when they manifest as individual entities, are the different objects and physicality and all that appears actually in the universe, which means we're expanding consciousness from being only human-like consciousness to include animal-like consciousness, tree-like consciousness, even objects, minerals, elementary particles-style consciousness. And so consciousness in terms of experience has a huge range from almost nothing, like a particle has nothing in consciousness other than maybe detecting or responding to another particle, all the way through the different layers of consciousness, where we reach, for example, a higher layer in animals, a higher layer in humans, that are able to experience consciousness from a broader perspective and know itself to be conscious, have hopes, plans, looking at the future. So there is the small self, which is my individual ability to experience an individual aspect of consciousness, that ocean, only I see one wave. And there is a broader perspective that allows me to actually know that I am the ocean, ultimately, that the ocean exists. And so the ocean itself doesn't depend on my experiencing it, but my experiencing it gives me a different ability to act and think and be effective and be creative, depending on how broad is my awareness. And there is a technology to develop consciousness so that we are not limited in specific values, but we can expand our awareness and ultimately experience that ocean and know that we are that ocean. And that's what's called, in general, enlightenment, or being enlightened, or being living oneness, being the supreme value of unity, of yoga. Yoga means unity. So that's a mental process that is developed through many, many different kinds of techniques. I learned transcendental meditation, and it is the most direct way in my personal experience to experience that reality of the self being more than the small self with a small s, but also being the big self, which means being the ocean of being.
And so that's the miracle, that we are the small s self, we're experiencing the big ocean of being. And then I have so many questions that I want to take up here. One of them is why it is so difficult for many people to get to anything other than an initial glimpse of that. Like the Sufis talk about a glimpse of heaven, that everyone has some glimpse of them watching the sunset one day, they smell a rose, they hold a baby in their arms, and boom, they're there for a moment, and then slam, they're back down into ordinary reality. As E. Cummings, the poet, said, every man stumbles over reality once in a while, but he usually picks himself up and keeps on going as though nothing had happened. And so most of us do that, very few of us do train ourselves the way you're describing to enter these states on a regular basis. And then people suffer so much when they're stuck, when they're not able to enter, that why is it so hard for us to develop that awareness on a consistent basis and really bathe in that ocean?
It's part of the evolutionary process where, you know, you can have a radio, let's say, that can pick up only certain waves, wavelengths. You know, we used to have at the old time, there are some radios that can pick up only long waves, or some pick up, you know, shortwave music and all of that, and they're very cranky and they have a lot of noise. So the system itself, that is our, even what appears as our physiology, the dynamics of our own consciousness, allows us to pick up from this infinite field of possibilities, one or the other of these, you know, experiences. And that is because we have some limitations in our nervous system that, due to stress and strain and whatever we have been exposed to in our life, that actually block the ability to experience the wider, more expanded field of being. And so we are looking always for more in our life. Everyone wants more happiness, wants more knowledge, wants more experience, wants more taste the beautiful things or tasty things, see beautiful things, hear beautiful music, because they resonate with something in us that allows us to actually experience more and more of the ocean itself and more of its aspect, because that's really the purpose of life and evolution, is to grow to ultimately reach that state of experiencing those beautiful moments. Now, we always look for more, but usually we look for more through our senses, which project us outwards. Now, this can be beautiful depending on what we project our attention on, then the experience is colored by that. If we project our attention onto something that is in a very harmonious way, very beautiful moment, and in that moment we experience something that our inner value resonates with, then we can have a flash of awakening or epiphany, or, you know, like a scientist discovering something and has an aha experience, or a poet or a musician or even anyone, kind of as you beautifully express, you know, the sense of a flower, the landscape, the rising sun or the, you know, setting sun or the moon or something. And these moments awaken in us this sense of unity, of wholeness, of harmony, and then we go within a little in that sense and experience those flashes. And this is not systematic. It happens as if by chance, in a sense, but also takes into consideration a number of factors. Are we settled? Have we slept well? Have we eaten the proper food? How is our physiology functioning? And what are the things we've been exposed to before that experience? Now, that is a technique. That's why we talk about transcending, about transcendental meditation and meditation as a whole, that actually allows us to, instead of projecting our mind towards the outside through the senses, we project ourselves inwards through the mind and take the mind inwards towards the ocean of consciousness. So we talked about the ocean and the waves. You can be sitting on the wave and experiencing all kinds of other waves, and suddenly you have a moment of realizing how these waves work together in harmony, and you get a feeling of the wholeness of things, and that inspires you. But you can also dive deep within the ocean and actually experience the ocean itself, which is who you truly are within yourself, and there is a technique for that. And the technique we teach is transcendental meditation, which systematically, because there is a system in an organized way, in a specific way, it's a technology, that's why we call it a technology. You know, what you cannot do surface value, if you create a technology, for example, you can't push a big rock, but if you know the lever kind of principle, you take a big branch or something and you put it another one on it, and then you can use the lever principle because you have forces that are assembled, and then you can move a big rock. So there is technology that helps us, for example, to fly from one place to another with planes and to go faster and to have light and all of that. So there is a technology of consciousness, a technology of the mind that actually allows us to dive deep within, and it doesn't base itself on believing in it or having faith or not. It's just a system that allows us to settle down and allow this nature of the mind to want more and more and more to actually be used, but in the inward direction. And since the innermost, the inner value is more than the most, because that is the ocean itself, then the mind naturally dives in that direction. And it needs some technique so that it doesn't fall asleep on the mean way, or what happens when a stress comes out and all of that. That's why there is a technology of consciousness that allows us to expand our awareness and actually have those experiences in a systematic way, rather than waiting by chance for a moment where all things come together for us to be able to have such an experience.
And just in our last minute before our break, how long does it take practicing that technology for us to start to have a persistent experience?
From the first moments, we have had millions of people practice this technique, and most of them feel a difference of diving already from the very first sitting. Of course, later they need to, you know, what do I do if a thought comes? What do I do if I have a feeling? What do I do if my mind goes out towards a noise, etc.? There are things to learn. But from the very first moment, there is a diving within. And this diving can be a little deep or deeper or deeper or very much deep. And it can happen very quickly. And so, as this actually experience is more and more easy to do as you go along and you understand how easy it should be because it's a very simple natural process, then it gets stabilized. And that sense of awe, that sense of beautiful inner sense of fulfillment and feeling starts becoming with time more and more even stabilized even during activity. Not just during one moment I feel good and then it's over. You actually, it continues with you, and that's the purpose ultimately. We say meditation is for action, for dynamic action, for happiness in life on the outside value also.
So, as you're listening, just reflect on this, that you may have had those glimpses in the past accidentally. How can you use the technology to cultivate them, make them part of your everyday reality? And Dr. Nader used the word stability, where this is a stable state, and he also emphasized that once it's a stable state, it begins to extend itself out of the meditation period into your daily life, and that is truly transformative. We're going for a break right now. You're listening to High Energy Health. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The buzz about emotional freedom techniques, also called EFT or tapping. Millions of people have experienced breakthroughs in their mental, emotional, and physical health with EFT. Over 100 scientific studies show that EFT relieves pain, anxiety, and depression. If you or a loved one is suffering, download the free EFT mini manual at www.tappinggift.com today. That's tappinggift.com. Get your free manual at tappinggift.com today.
Make a six-figure income and help others overcome their deepest traumas, anxieties, and fears. It's easy to have a rewarding career in energy healing, and you can become certified in less than a year. Not sure if you'll like it? Try it. Download a free course sampler at newhealer.com. Taught by expert faculty at newhealer.com, you'll become skilled in techniques validated in over 1,000 scientific studies, and you can even train at your own pace while supporting your own health. So visit newhealer.com. Do it now. That's newhealer.com.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Your DNA is not your destiny. There are many genes in your cells that are turned on and off by your emotions, your experiences, and even your beliefs. In his brilliant new book, The Genie in Your Genes, best-selling researcher Dr. Dawson Church shows how you can cultivate a stress-free mental state that activates the genes that boost your immunity and energy levels. Voted best health book by USA Book News, The Genie in Your Genes is packed with practical advice on how to apply the science of epigenetics for health and longevity. Get The Genie in Your Genes today.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
Remember, freedom of choice. www.HealthyLife.net.
Mm-hmm.
Hello and welcome back to High Energy Health. I'm your host, Dawson Church, and I love sharing with you every week. I'm so thrilled you're part of this community, and I want you to know that whatever is bothering you, whatever is holding you back, there are such powerful tools, there are such powerful answers that you can shift and change so many things with consciousness, with energy, with awareness, with spiritual practice. You'll have no idea how good your life can be until you put these things into practice. Also, please do check out Dr. Tony Nadir's book. It's called Consciousness is All There Is. Consciousness is All There Is. So I'd love to hear your early experiences in this realm, how you first began to implement these, what you called high leverage technologies, and the difference they made in your life.
I actually had to go through a civil war, and as a medical doctor in training, I had to be in the emergency room and see all kinds of things, and I had to study for my medical studies, which were very competitive and very demanding. And compared to my other friends, I feel that transcending in this program that I learned, this ability to go back to the self, transcending means to go beyond, so you go beyond all surface values, all stress and strain and all fears. And you regularly go back to yourself. And this has given me clarity, because I've given me the ability to concentrate, the ability to wash away, clean away the stresses, the fears, the strains that I was facing. And it's stabilized within me something which is a continuum. And in terms of really, if you like to call it spiritual experience, it gave me direct experience with something that doesn't change, which is, in other terms, the absolute, we can call it, something absolute. Because we live in a field of constant change. The physicality, the aspects of material life, the changing field, everything is constantly changing, changing, changing. And there is one thing which never changes, and that is the infinite, unbounded, pure self, which is within us, that we call absolute. So for me, this was really the turning point and most important value, is that I felt I was shaking hands with the absolute. And that this absolute is within me was something very revealing, very uplifting, very strengthening, and give me solidity, as if I was able to anchor my boat on a stable level, and no matter what storms were happening on the outside, my inner life was stable, was strong on something coherent, something non-changing, and that is really what struck me most and continues to give me that ability to live in harmony, even in the changing world with problems, divisions, and wars, and also the ability to overcome these things and be able to contribute to making life better. That's why I'm passionate about sharing this. That's why I wrote the book, and you know, wanting everyone to experience and know what I have experienced and known.
I'd love to also chat for a moment about joy, because I was reading there are a lot of dialogues collected of Ramana Maharshi, the great non-dualist teacher of the early 20th century, and he talked about many paths. He was really well-read in all the spiritual traditions, and he said that the commonality they all have is they lead to joy. They lead to this awareness of what he called the self. He used that same term for the self within. He wrote a book called Who Am I? And he had people make that inquiry over and over and over again. Who am I really underneath it all? That eternal, unchanging, that you mentioned, you just said that all of these paths bring us to joy. I'm so struck as I meet people who've had awakening experiences, as I meet people on these paths. I mean, tell you, these people just absolutely glow with joy. I mean, the last two nights I happened to spend with a male friend of mine, taking a walk with one and hanging out on a farm with another. And these two guys just, you know, they are just like, they're like light bulbs. They're almost like you see light radiating out of their bodies. And so just share with me your take on this phenomenon, because that movement, as you do this regularly, as you get stable, and as you focus, even if it's in chaos, I mean, I know the Lebanese Civil War was terrible, and you talk about the anchor point you found there, how we can use that anchor of joy, even in the most difficult circumstances.
It's the nature of life to grow and expand, and I discuss in the book why the purpose of things are and where we're going and how actually happiness and joy and including even bliss in its fullest value emerge and why they emerge. And the purpose of life is really the expansion of consciousness, which leads to an expansion in happiness. Because when you feel limited, when you are small, then your ability to be happy and to be joyful is limited. When you grow, your ability to be happier increases. This is simply because the whole purpose of our existence is the expansion in our awareness until we discover that we are wholeness and we are totality. And the more you grow in that, whether you grow in knowledge, even of specific values, you grow in understanding, you grow in love, you grow in responsibility, you grow embracing others. All of these allow you to feel you are bigger and bigger. And not in a negative sense. Of course, you are bigger by embracing others, by feeling one with others, not by pretending you are bigger than others. To the contrary, it's the growth of being which embraces as much as possible of reality, of activity, of people, of environment, of nature, of understanding, of all of that, that allows you to be happier and happier and happier. And so this can happen simply on the level of the expansion of consciousness, because consciousness can be expanded, as we say, instead of being on the surface, only looking at one aspect of the wave on which you are floating, and therefore you have a limited sense of who you are. When you know you are the ocean, when you know you are bigger, and as you are growing in that knowledge, there is greater happiness that comes with it. And so joys and happiness come from being more. And being more is being more in consciousness. You can be more by having more in a limited way, but if you depend only on having more, then it's the object that actually takes over your awareness and you become as if dependent on the objects that you are owning, and you lose then the true value of why having more can help you in being more. And so what people think is by having more I will be happier, whereas it is being more that makes you happier. And sometimes we mix up being more with having more, which is fine, because by having more responsibility, having more knowledge, it also expands your awareness. But you should always know that all of this expansion depends on your own consciousness. So it's developing your own awareness that helps develop greater joy and greater happiness. There is no harm in having more. To the contrary, it can help. But it's very important that you possess the things and they do not possess you. So you don't become the object of the things that you have, but you remain the subject and you remain master of your own life, master of your awareness, master of your consciousness, and master of what you survey or what you are in. And that is how happiness and strength and stability grow and are established.
So remember this. As you're listening, if you're journaling, write that down. Happiness and being, not from having more, from being more. So expansion of being rather than expansion of outer possessions and perceived normal things that come from the outer life. Going for a break right now. You're listening to High Energy Health. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You have a to-do list, right? Well, that list may be your biggest obstacle to success. Sure, it contains activities that help you achieve your goals, but it's also packed with time-sucking obligations that are not in alignment with your life's purpose. In a new white paper, Dr. Dawson Church explains the difference between a to-do list and a success list. Download it at successlist.net. Create a success list, and successlist.net will show you how to manifest your dreams at light speed. See successlist.net. Why do you attract the same kinds of people over and over again and look for love in all the wrong places? Scientific research has shown it's because of a personality pattern called your attachment style. Programmed early in your childhood, your attachment style dictates your relationship choices throughout your life. at lovingrelationshipsnow.com, Dr. Dawson Church demonstrates the three basic styles. A free quiz at lovingrelationshipsnow.com identifies the attachment styles of your friends and loved ones. Visit lovingrelationshipsnow.com.
Have you heard the buzz about emotional freedom techniques, also called EFT or tapping? Millions of people have experienced breakthroughs in their mental, emotional, and physical health with EFT. Over 100 scientific studies show that EFT relieves pain, anxiety, and depression. If you or a loved one is suffering, download the free EFT mini manual at www.tappinggift.com today. That's tappinggift.com. Get your free manual at tappinggift.com today.
If you like to spend your television viewing time learning about some of the things that you may have missed in history class, or if history was your favorite subject, then you should check out the link to the History Channel on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. Order DVD sets by series or by subject matter right from our homepage while you still enjoy your favorite HealthyLife.net show.
Have you heard the buzz about emotional freedom techniques, also called EFT or tapping? Millions of people have experienced breakthroughs in their mental, emotional, and physical health with EFT. Over 100 scientific studies show that EFT relieves pain, anxiety, and depression. It works quickly and has no side effects. If you or a loved one is suffering, download the free EFT mini manual at tappinggift.com. That's tappinggift.com. Don't suffer when help is at your fingertips. Get your manual at tappinggift.com today.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Hello and welcome back to High Energy Health. I am, as ever, your high energy host, Wilson Church. I love sharing with you. I love sharing this material with you. I love giving us all the chance to immerse ourselves in this elevated consciousness. This is a show about consciousness, and this one in particular in the book Consciousness is All There Is by Dr. Tony Nader. You see how he approaches it from so many different angles. And I want you to really focus on what you can do, take charge and fill your awareness, your consciousness, with all of these qualities that Tony is talking about. Love, expanding your being, not focusing on the external stuff of getting things, but on you and your expansive life in love and joy. So please have that as your focus. Make notes as we're talking. Share these ideas with us. And again, the book is Consciousness is All There Is by Dr. Tony Nader. Tony, one of the things that really strikes me now is what a dim view many people have of the world we're in. I was at a conference recently, and the daughter of one of the participants was there. This woman lives in Pakistan. She's very influential among Pakistani women. And her daughter was there. Her daughter's 20 years old. And her daughter said, "People in my world, in my generation, are in despair about the state of the world." And what do you have to say about people who do believe that the world is in an unusually bad shape and we're heading for, at best, a bleak future, maybe for extinction?
There has been changes recently in the world that are not very inspiring. There is no question about that. There are divisions and you know, between people on political levels. There are wars that are going on. And there are these aspects that are truly happening. That is one side. There is also a change in the world that has happened in the past, 100 years that are very, very positive, amazingly positive, like infant mortality, less accidents are less, you know, for many years conflicts had almost gone from the world. And that is due to the quality of what we call collective consciousness or collective awareness. If we are afraid as an individual, the mind narrows down into a fight or flight response, and our vision of possibilities become limited, and that as an individual can expand to the group, which is made out of individuals. And if the individuals have this fight or flight response or fear response, then the group has that, and that will mean limited perspective, limited perception, and inability to make decisions that are holistic, that are coherent, that are, you know, embracing others as part of oneself, part of reality. And that leads to problems. And so in terms of what can we do about it, we have actually an answer from scientific research which shows that improving individual consciousness, and for those people who practice this program of transcending together, they create an effect which is very important socially. We have 116 scientific research studies that show that when a small percentage of the population practice transcendental meditation together and its advanced techniques, there are changes in society that are indicative, and the research has shown, with controlled groups and controlled timings at least, there is very direct correlation between the number of people who meditate together and the changes in society. We've done this on a longitudinal study with almost 20 years of research on that, and shown that there is decrease in hospital admission, decrease in accidents of the road, decrease in infant mortality, decrease in crime, decrease in deaths from different drugs, etc. A number of factors that on the face values, they seem independent one from the other or unrelated, let's say. But when you create this peace and harmony within a group, since we are part of the group of society, there is a change in collective consciousness. That's what we call collective awareness or collective intelligence. And that settling of the collective consciousness lead to positive changes in all of these apparently unrelated factors, and all in the direction of greater happiness, greater harmony, and greater positivity. So we have the solution for that. Now, what is also very important is that we know that people who more and more practice meditation and transcend, they are on a happier level, they are more settled within themselves. And there are situations of people who are maybe underprivileged or underserved or like that. And then you have different systems of approaching that. One is to say, like Maslow would say, that there is a pyramid. First, you have to meet your own basic needs. Then you can have, you know, the other needs of socializing, of getting friends, etc., etc. But even Maslow, who has developed this kind of triangle or pyramid of things, at the end in his research and in his life, he said that transcendence is very important. So transcendence is on the top of the pyramid, as if you have to go through all these levels until then you can actually devote time to transcend. The reality is, if you transcend first, which means instead of being a football of situations and circumstances, instead of being a slave of situations that are around you and always trying to fight on the outer level, think of going within you, increase your creativity, increase your intelligence, increase your ability to be master of your destiny, and then you can actually fulfill those other values. Because I meet often people who say, well, I don't have time to meditate, I need to, you know, I need to work, I need to run my business, I need to find ways to eat, ways to feed my family, and so always projecting the outside and the outside. Now, if you take a few minutes, morning and evening, and go beyond the surface value, awaken within yourself creativity and ability to handle all of the variables that are in the outside, then you have greater energy, greater power, greater creativity, and then you can not only see things from a nice perspective while things are not ideal, you can actually change things. You can modify things. You can be a master of your destiny and make the necessary steps, take the necessary steps to create good action, which leads to achievement. And that would lead to fulfillment and then peace and harmony and feeling well within and also without, living 200% of life, inner and outer.
Absolutely. It makes a huge difference. And I have a dear friend, Fred Travis, who's done several studies of TM, And one of the things he finds is that it improves performance. I did one study of a different meditation method recently, and we showed that people improve performance dramatically after a month of meditation. Quad studies are great. They're of TM. They show that high performers improve, low performers improve, they all become more productive. So if you think you're out of time, this research shows you get at least one extra day a week by meditating. So please go and do that. You're listening to High Energy Health. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back after a break.
Have you heard the buzz about emotional freedom techniques, also called EFT or tapping? Millions of people have experienced breakthroughs in their mental, emotional, and physical health with EFT. Over 100 scientific studies show that EFT relieves pain, anxiety, and depression. If you or a loved one is suffering, download the free EFT mini manual at www.tappinggift.com today. That's tappinggift.com. Get your free manual at tappinggift.com today.
Everyone knows that losing weight fast is dangerous. In fact, the U.S. Government Center for Disease Control recommends losing no more than 1 to 2 pounds a week. But is that true? Startling new research shows that people who lose weight rapidly often have better long-term results. Now, award-winning researcher Dr. Dawson Church and registered dietitian Karen Donaldson team up to review all the evidence at 10poundsaweek.com. Download their free report at 10poundsaweek.com. That's 10poundsaweek.com. Make a six-figure income and help others overcome their deepest traumas, anxieties, and fears. It's easy to have a rewarding career in energy healing, and you can become certified in less than a year. Not sure if you'll like it? Try it. Download a free course sampler at newhealer.com. Taught by expert faculty at newhealer.com, you'll become skilled in techniques validated in over 1,000 scientific studies, and you can even train at your own pace while supporting your own health. So visit newhealer.com. Do it now. That's newhealer.com.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Your DNA is not your destiny. There are many genes in your cells that are turned on and off by your emotions, your experiences, and even your beliefs. In his brilliant new book, The Genie in Your Genes, best-selling researcher Dr. Dawson Church shows how you can cultivate a stress-free mental state that activates the genes that boost your immunity and energy levels. Voted best health book by USA Book News, The Genie in Your Genes is packed with practical advice on how to apply the science of epigenetics for health and longevity. Get The Genie in Your Genes today.
Hello and welcome back to High Energy Health. Isn't this inspiring? Isn't this amazing? Isn't it incredible to immerse your consciousness for an hour in ideas like this? Wow! You could be doing all kinds of other things. You could be watching reruns of a police procedural movie. You could be doing all kinds of irrelevant stuff that doesn't improve your life one little bit. Instead, you are listening to High Energy Health, and I think that is the most exciting thing possible because you are saying, I matter, and my consciousness counts, so I'm prepared to direct my awareness to things that really make a difference in my life. So that makes me excited. I hope it makes you excited, too. And I want you to really focus on this. What we're sharing here, what Dr. Tony is sharing with you as well, is that what you do with your mind makes a radical shift in your body, in your life, and the society around you. So ponder on that. And with every thought, with every breath, you are shifting your reality, you are shifting the world around you. And when you take that seriously, and he talks about your life mission, then when you are in that place of consciousness, you are making a big difference to yourself and all society. So how many people will it take to reach the tipping point to where we start to see these effects when it comes to all of the social chaos we have, all of the upheavals we have, all of the wars, all of the disturbances we have? What's the critical mass That's your best guess.
Yeah, I mean, it's better than guess, really, actually. In the 1970s, the founder of Transcendental Meditation, Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, predicted that when 1% of the population of any city or country practices Transcendental Meditation, then we should see very important changes. And so scientists went around and found what cities had already taught 1% and compared to cities that they didn't have 1%, and they found decrease in crime. And so this 1% effect was called the Maharishi effect in honor of the founder and who has predicted this. Over the years, he brought to light from the Vedic tradition, from yoga systems, advanced techniques they call the Siddhi program, which allows you not only to dive into the ocean of consciousness, but also to learn how to be there and how to think from that level. So it's a more advanced technique. And what we have found is that in this case, only the square root of 1% of the population will be enough to create an effect. And this has been, again, tried over and over again with many, many studies. Particularly, there was a prospective study that has been announced to the scientists, and we told them we're going to do this, for example, in Washington, D.C., at a time when there was political unrest and instability, and at the same time a lot of crime going on. And the scientists said, well, you know, you're predicting a decrease in crime during that period. You know, what it would take is like a huge storm that will put people in their houses and they don't move, and then maybe there will be a change as you predict. But we didn't need a storm. It was in the summer and people came and practiced this program together. We came together, all of us from different countries, and there was a 25% decrease, or around that number, you know, it's a rounded number I'm giving, but 25% decrease in many of the factors, including crime. And so this study was so well controlled that it was published in Journal of Conflict Resolution, and the scientists had to say, we don't understand really how it works, but the science is so accurate, the study is so accurate, controls and all what they have done, that we have to publish it. So the mechanism is a mechanism of action through consciousness, because consciousness is all permeating, and this is one of the logics that I use in the book to support the primacy of consciousness. But since then, and much before, and I have done a study myself during the war in Lebanon, where we had village that was under fighting, under bombing, etc., and controlled villages around, and we actually taught 1% of the people to practice Transcendental Meditation, and there was tremendous, unbelievable changes in peace and harmony. Schools opened again, and compared to the other villages that had no experience of such a change. Now, we also do large groups for the whole world, so the square root of 1% of the world population, which is about now 8.1 billion, so 1% is 81 million. The square root of this is 9,000. So 9,000 should be enough to create an effect if it is practiced daily in the same place at the same time. That is the requirement for the square root of 1%. The 1% effect can be spread out and don't have to be at the same time. But the square root of 1% with the advanced technique at the same time in the same place, all it needs for the whole world is actually a stable 9,000 group. And that's what we are inspiring governments, well-wishers of society to come along and do it. We have a project now where it is possible that it will happen this year. So that's the good news, because you ask, what is the outcome? What do we expect in this world of whatever chaos or whatever, you know, fears and anxieties people have? And we feel confident that as the group gets stabilized, that we will be seeing great changes in a positive direction. And we hope that many nations will take this and will realize the importance of consciousness. And everyone should know that their consciousness, as you said beautifully, is important. If you are stressed, you are contributing to the stress in society. You are contributing to desires, to actions, to performances that are not so highly effective in peace and harmony. If you are rested, so feel happy, feel rested within yourself, know to be settled within. Don't see, I'm not being in tune with the world and like that. To the contrary, you improve your collectivity, you improve society by improving yourself. So take this onto yourself in a sense of being happy, being balanced, being good within, being strong within helps to happiness, being good and peaceful also in society. And again, there is a technology to do that, and we invite everyone to explore that field of inward direction, which helps the outward to shine and to be peaceful and harmonious.
So know that you make a difference. You make a difference for yourself individually with your consciousness when you enter into these sacred states, and you are part of the collective of people in the world who, this group of people shifting their consciousness is shifting the collective consciousness of the entire world. Dr. Nader, I'm so grateful for the work you're doing, but more than that, I'm grateful for the energy you bring to it, the joy you have, the wisdom you're sharing, the balance that you are exemplifying in your life is just beautiful to see. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I have an absolutely ironclad belief that this is the direction the world is going in, this is the direction the top shifting in, and that we are going to make an enormous difference to see a much better future than we would have had we not been on this grand adventure together. So thank you ever so much.
Thank you, Dawson. Thank you. The future is bright thanks to people like you and all of us together making a difference on that field which counts most, which is consciousness, our awareness, improving ourselves from within, and making life better for everyone.
So know, between now and when we think again, love yourself enough to set that time aside, tune in to what really counts, that being that really counts, explore who you really are as we're advocating, and then see not just your own life shift, but the life of those around you. Thanks for being here and for being part of this wonderful high energy health community. Come back every single week, bookmark the page, share the shows. Till next week, be healthy, be happy, and fill your life with love and consciousness. All the best. See you then. Bye.